AHAS.
Hey, welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. We're about ready to go for the boys game here tonight between the Adams Central Patriots and the Ord Chanticleers in overtime in the girls game. Ord 51, Adams Central 47. Zach Foster's Adams Central boys 3-1 on the basketball season, defeating Holdridge, Centura, and Wood River, a loss to Aurora. Last weekend, though, the Patriots beat Centura 72-38 right here at Patriot Gym. And last Saturday at Wood River, 75-40. So the Patriots, 147 points scored in their last two ball games. They come in fact, averaging 60 a game, giving up 41. Mike Bechtold's Ord Chanticleers are 2-1 on the year with a win over Ainsworth by 18, a loss to Kearney Catholic by 20, and a win last Friday at home against Broken Bow, 66-51. The Chanticleers at 2-1 on the year. Time for the starting lineups. The starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Adams Central Patriots, they will start Jesse Ackerman, a 6'3" junior on the season, 5.8 points, 2.8 rebounds for Jesse. Blake Obermiller, 6'2" junior. Obermiller on the season, averaging 6.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Christian Hodson, 6'6" senior. Christian, 7.8 points, 5.3 rebounds. Brady Barrett, the 6'2" senior, 19.5 points a game, 3.3 rebounds. And Jake Fowler, the 5'11" junior, 3.8 points, 3.8 rebounds on the season for Adams Central. Ackerman, Obermiller, Hodson, Barrett, and Fowler. For the Ord Chanticleers, they'll start Trevor Farenholz. He's a 6'1" sophomore. Flagan Petska, 6'3" junior. Evan Petska, 6'3" senior. Alex Fahey, 5'11" sophomore. And Brett Waller, a 6' junior. Farenholz averages 17 a game. Trevor Farenholz, 17 points a game. Alex Fahey, 17 points a game. So Fahey and Farenholz each average 17, and they're both sophomores for Ord. Flagan Petska averages 9.7 points. Evan Petska, they are cousins, 2.7 points. And Brett Waller, 5.7 points per contest. The Ord Chanticleers come in averaging 54 a game, giving up 58. And they're led by Farenholz and Fahey. 17 points a game, both sophomores for the Ord Chanticleers. So it's Farenholz, Flagan Petska, Evan Petska, Alex Fahey, Brett Waller for the Ord Chanticleers. 2-1 on the season. Those are the starting lineups for tonight's boys game. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings, Five Points Bank. Now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe, Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So go see Carrie Ann Stein. Hey, go see Kelly Sheets if you need to see somebody. Kelly, take care of you there at Five Points Bank in Hastings. You owe me, Kelly. Time for the national anthem here at Patriot Gym. The always stirring rendition of the national anthem by the Adams Central Pep Band here at Adams Central Patriot Gym. Is this basketball game about ready to begin? Adams Central and the Ord Chanticleers. The Chanticleers sending out Brett Waller, Alex Fahey, Trevor Farenholz, Flagan Petska, and Evan Petska. There's also a Petska on the bench, Macon. Macon and Flagan are brothers. Evan is a cousin of Flagan and Macon. But Flagan Petska and Evan Petska start. And Evan Petska, the 6'3 junior, will jump against Christian Hodson for Adams Central. As they go from left to right, the Ord Chanticleers from right to left. And here we go in the boys' game. Here at Patriot Gym, the tip controlled by Hodson in the backcourt to Jake Fowler. Fowler out there with Ackerman, Obermiller, Barrett and Hodson, man-to-man Ord defense as this boys game just underway. Top of the key, Ackerman to Barrett, into the lane. 13-footer in the air by Brady, going to be short, no good. They battle for it on the baseline. Hodson tries to grab it. Evan Petska tries to grab it. Jump ball call. Alternate possession goes to the Ord Chanticleers. Of course, it's a Lou Platte conference game. Patriots unbeaten in the conference. Patriots pressure in the backcourt. And Ord with two wins and one loss on the season that have lost a conference game. They have the basketball. Brett Waller has it to the baseline. Lost control of it out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on the Ord Chanticleers. Our first of the game. We're just underway scoreless. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Backcourt pressure. Zone backcourt pressure by the Chanticleers. Fowler front court to Hodson. Hands it to Barrett. Top of the key to Overmiller. Right side to Ackerman. The three doesn't take it. To Overmiller to Fowler. Left wing to Barrett. Barrett to the baseline. Spins, loops the pass back out to Fowler. Ord starting out in a man-to-man defense here. Ackerman with it. Jesse with it to Barrett. Top of the key three. Off, no good. Battle for baseline off a hand of an Ord Chanticleer. And it'll be Patriot basketball. So no one can grab that basketball. It'll be Patriots inbounding, and Blake Overmiller will throw it in. Patriots in their home white, blue numerals, red and blue trim. Jake Fowler with it between the rings, on the dribble to the free throw line, right side to Barrett, left alone for three, in the air, in the hole this time. Grady Barrett for three, averages just under 20 a game. It's 3-0 Patriots. Again, the Patriots, with almost 150 points scored in their last two games, were in the 70s last Friday and Saturday against Centura and Wood River. Ford Chanticleers tonight dribbling Alex Fahey to the baseline. Pass tipped and stolen. Steal there by Overmiller. Quick hands, Blake Overmiller. Front court. Ackerman loses control. He's going to be charging foul on Ackerman. Jesse is kind of losing control of his dribble and had to slam into one of the Chanticleers. Offensive foul, Jesse Ackerman. 6:26 to go, first quarter, 3-0 Patriots. Quickly checking in, Cameron Dow, a 5'9 sophomore, in there for Brett Waller. Again, you got Trevor Fahrenholz, the 6'1 sophomore, and Alex Fahey, the 5'11 sophomore, each averaging 17 a game, these sophomores, for Orr. And Fahrenholz has the basketball to Dow. Down to Fahrenholz. Inside now to Evan Petska. To Flagan Petska. 13-footer by Petska. No good. The rebound comes to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller to Fowler. Patriots in the front court to Overmiller. Lost control of it and wasn't looking for the pass. Patriots turn it over for the first time. Picked up there by Petska. Petska to Fahey. Underneath to Petska. Nice pass. Fahey to Evan Petska. He shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Evan Petska with the field goal. Foul called on Adams Central's Christian Hodson. First foul of the game with the Patriots. Three-point play attempt coming up here for the 6'3 senior Evan Petska. Makes the free throw, and we're tied at three. Three-point field goal by the Patriots. Three-point play. Basket and one for the Ord Chanticleers. Front court, it's Ackerman lost control, but it's kicked out of bounds. Jesse can't control that pass, but it goes off of a Chanticleer. And out of bounds, Adams Central will play it in underneath their own basket. We are tied at three, 5:48 to go, first quarter of our boys' contest here tonight at Adams Central Patriot Gym. Overmiller, the lob into the lane to Ackerman. Ackerman to Overmiller on the wing for three. Off, no good, long rebound will come to Barrett. Between the rings, Brady Barrett will get the basketball. Corner pass to Ackerman for three. Off, no good. Tipped around, grabbed there by Dow. Dow will drive for the Chanticleer. Shot short, no good as the defender got out of the way. Barrett, Dow missed the shot. Barrett fouled in the backcourt. Foul called on Flagan Petska. Flagan, the 6'3 junior, the cousin of Evan, the starters. Pressure in the backcourt by Ord near the timeline. Bounce pass into the front court for Barrett. Long three from the wing in the hole. Grady Barrett left alone. He doesn't need much room. Makes another three. 6-3 Patriots. 6 points for Brady Barrett. Front court, it's Fahey. Double team there. Loops the pass to Fahrenholz. Trevor with it. Back to Alex Fahey. In the corner to Dow. Inside to Flagan Petska. Shoots and misses. Tipped around. Grabbed by Evan Petska. His shot tipped off. No good. They battle for it. Grabbed by Fahrenholz. Fahrenholz to Dow to Fahey. Alex Fahey for the Ord Chanticleers, and they're traveling red with the white numerals and trim. Fahey in the lane has no shot to Flagan Petska. Back to Alex Fahey. 5'11 sophomore to Farenholtz. Another sophomore in the corner, guarded by Barrett. It's a pass to Fahey for three in the air. In the hole, nothing but net. Right there, Alex Fahey for three, and we're tied at six. Patriot basketball. Fowler in the backcourt. Front court pass to Barrett for three in the air. This one's going to be in and out. No good. Offensive rebound, Ackerman to Overmiller. Top of the key to Fowler. Back to Overmiller on the wing. That dribbles it out between the rings now. With the basketball. Inside pass to Barrett. He hit the deck. As a pass, Overmiller was intending to hit Barrett as he was flying along the baseline, but Barrett fell down and the pass goes out of bounds. Patriots turn it over. Matt Brown, 6'3 junior, in for Ackerman for Adams Central. So Matt Brown, the first off the bench for the Patriots, the 6'3 inch junior. Matt Brown, he averages 7 points a game off the bench for Adams Central. The twin of Mark Brown, 6'4 junior, we'll probably see in a little bit. Patriots on defense pass, shot up underneath by Flagan Petska, no good. Chanticleers try to save it, and they do. Flagan Petska saves it off a Patriot. Quickly into the game for Adams Central, Adam Hunt, 6'3 senior. Patriots will play 9 or 10. Adam Hunt in for Blake Overmiller. Exactly 4 minutes gone, 4 minutes to play first quarter, 6-6 tie. Chanticleers basketball, Fahey to inbound. Alex does to Evan Petska, top of the key. Now to Dow, to Fahey. Pass inside is picked off by Hodson. Turnover, Chanticleers. Barrett will drive. He's fouled as he heads for the hoop. Foul called on Cameron Dow, his first. Derek Sinter, a 5'11 senior. Derek Sintek, the 5'11 senior in for Ord. We're tied at six with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Adam Hunt will play the basketball in on the near sideline. Does to Brown, inside to Hodson. He has to pick up the pass after it bounces off his leg to Fowler. Fowler inside to Hodson. Christian in the lane. Back out to Barrett. Barrett to Fowler. Wing to Hunt. Back to Fowler. Right side to Brown. Behind a screen. Didn't take the three. Into the lane. Now bounce pass to Hodson. Works the baseline and a travel on the Patriots. Christian Hodson. Third turnover on the Patriots. Three turnovers apiece. Good defense there by the Ord Chanticleers. Patriots now with Hodson at 6'6" and Matt Brown at 6'3" in the ballgame. We are tied at 6 with 3:23 clock runs first quarter. For a boys game in overtime, Ord girls win by 4 over Adams Central. Pass inside to Evan Petska. Lost control of it, but it goes in outside, back inside to Petska. Pass now to Sintek. Sintek out for 3 is Dow. This one's going to be high off the rim and no good. Hodson's rebound pass is picked off. Turnover Patriots. There's a shot up and it goes down and a foul on the Patriots. A turnover and then a foul on Adams Central. Christian Hodson picks up his second quick one, and Christian's going to have to sit down with two fouls. Patriots with the turnover and the basket and one. Alex Fahey has 5. Ord's first lead at 8-6. Foul on Hodson, his second. He hits the bench, and coming in is Mark Brown, the 6'4 junior. The twins, Mark and Matt Brown, on the floor now for Adams Central. And the three-point play complete. Alex Fahey now has 6. Ord has 9, and they lead 9-6. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. The ball is Matt Brown underneath to brother Mark, and the field goal, Mark Brown. Pass from Matt Brown. 9-8 Ord. Assist Matt, field goal Mark. 9-8 Chanticleers. Backcourt, it's Farenholtz to Fahey. Fahey into the front court to Dow. Inside pass goes between the legs of Petska. Turnover Ord. Patriots pick it off. Underneath to Adam Hunt behind the defense, and he scores. Adam Hunt with the field goal. Patriots back in the lead at 10-9. Front court, Farenholtz in the corner to Dow. Dow to Fahey for a long three. It's no good. The rebound by Matt Brown of Adams Central to Barrett. Front court pass going to be picked off. Patriots turn it over. Aaron pass there. Steal Fahey. Patriots by 1, 2:12 to go first quarter. Fahey front court for the Chanticleers. Pass is picked off by Barrett. Turnover Ord. Barrett front court into the lane. Runner from 7. Rolls around and off, no good. Rebound, Farenholtz. Up and down we go. Quick timeout. Mike Bechtold of Ord. Timeout on the floor. 1:59 to go, first quarter. Adams Central 10, Ord 9. Back in 30 seconds.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym, the only other city team in action tonight. The Hastings team is concerned. It's great to see a boys. They were trailing Sutton by one, I believe, that halftime score, 17-16, but Sutton had a halftime lead over the St. Cecilia boys team at Chapman Gym tonight. Long three in the air by Orr's Alex Fahey is an air ball and out of bounds, and it goes off a Patriot, and it'll stay with Chanticleer. So that air ball not controlled by the Patriots, and they tip it out of bounds, and it'll be Orr with the basketball. Fahey will throw it in, does underneath to Farenholz. He dribbles out of trouble, double team, passes inside. Shot put up off the glass, no good by Flagan Petska, but he's fouled on the play, and Flagan Petska will go to the line to shoot two. Foul call on the Patriots. Matt Brown, that's his first, and Flagan Petska, the 6'3 junior, goes to the line to shoot two, makes the first, ties it at 10. He's averaging 9.7 points a game, is Flagan. F-L-A-G-A-N, Flagan Petska. We're tied at 10. He is the cousin of Evan Petska, the starter. Second free throw, good. Petska makes them both. Ward, 4 out of 4 from the line. They lead now 11-10. Brady Barrett quickly checks back in for Ryan Bruno, who was out there for a minute for the Patriots. Adam Hunt also goes to the bench, and Blake Overmiller back in. Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller, Matt, and Mark Brown, and Brady Barrett. In the lane, shot put up is going to roll down, and in the hole, the momentum keeps it down for Matt Brown, his first field goal. Patriots jump back into the lead, 12-11. Farenholz, front court for Ord, behind the back dribble. Lost control, stolen by Barrett. He lost control of it. A couple go to the floor, and they whistle, a jump ball called. It's going to be on the alternate possession jump ball call, Adams Central Basketball. So the turnover on the Chanticleers. Derek Syntek back in for Ord. Also in there's a starter, Brett Waller. After a rest for Waller, he's back in. 12-11 Patriots. It looks like to be a good one from start to finish here tonight. Top of the key, Adam Central has the ball. Matt Brown in the corner to Fowler. Top of the key pass to Mark Brown. Inside to Matt. Bounce pass in the lane. Mark's shot from 12 will bounce out. No good. The rebound to Fahey. Fahey for Ord will control the basketball into the scoring zone to our left here at Patriot Gym. Gets a screen, does Fahey, has no shot. Syntek now takes the shot, it's off, no good. Barrett with the rebound for Adams Central. Brady Barrett with the rebound. Out of pass to Fowler. Jake into the front court for the Patriots. The red, white, and blue of Adams Central. Fowler dishes to Overmiller. A runner in the lane from 7 is good. Blake Overmiller with his first field goal. Adams Central now leads 14-11. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Fahey with the basketball. The sophomore lost control of the ball out of bounds. Turnover Ord, their seventh of the quarter. Adams Central with 5. The sophomore Fahey a little out of control there. Lost it out of bounds. Patriot ball. Overmiller inbounds in the backcourt to Fowler. The Patriots with 20 seconds to go can play for the final shot here. They try to win their fourth game of the year. They had forgiven also tomorrow. Jake Fowler lost control of the ball underneath. All alone, Mark Brown, and he scores. Fowler to Brown for 2. 16-11 with 5 seconds to go. Quickly front court, it's Fahey. We'll get a screen. Long three in the air. Off the backboard and rim and good. Three-pointer at the buzzer, Alex Fahey. Didn't have to call it, but it goes down for 3 to end the first quarter of play. And after 1, it's Adams Central 16, Ord 14, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Adams Central Patriot Gym, one quarter of the boys' game is complete. Adams Central 16, Ord 14, a bank three-pointer in at the buzzer there for Alex Fahey, who had 9 for Ord, 16-14. The five-point Patriot lead cut to 2 after one quarter. Adam Sundell gets 6 from Brady Barrett on 2 threes, 4 from Mark Brown. 9 for Fahey. The Chanticleer is 4 out of 4 from the line. 7 turnovers on Ord, 5 on Adam Sundell. The Patriots have not shot a free throw. Second quarter underway. Brett Waller will control for Ord to Alex Fahey. Trevor Farinholtz inside to Evan Petzke. He lost control. Fowler tries to save it. He tumbled out of bounds, and he's fouled on the play, though, by Evan Petzke. So Petzke picks up the foul as he goes for that basketball. And Jake Fowler hit the deck, tried to save the basketball, but he was fouled by Petzke. The Patriots' non-shooting situation will inbound the ball. They have Barrett out there and Fowler and Overmiller and Ackerman and Hodson. Now, Christian Hodson out there, the starting center, 6'6 post player, has 2 fouls. Patriots get it in the front court. Fowler to Barrett. 16-14 Patriots. Early moments. Period number 2. High school basketball on 1230. KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. Our second of 2 tonight with Patriot Jim and Hastings. Ackerman inside to Hodson. A whistle, a hold on the play on Evan Petzke. So 2 quick ones on Petzke. 14 foul on the Chanticleers. 4 on Adam Central. Patriots will throw it in. Blake Overmiller. We'll throw it long out to Brady Barrett, left side to Jake Fowler. Fowler bounce pass to Barrett, to Fowler, inside to Hodson, works the lane, double team, shot put up, rolls off, no good. Overmiller offensive rebound, shot up and good. Blake Overmiller offensive board and 1 basket. 18-14, Patriots by 4, so Overmiller with the good offensive board there. Farinholtz with it. Farinholtz spins. He's on the baseline. Fowler with the defense there. Bounce pass. A runner by Waller will be off there. No good. Rebound Ackerman. Patriots control there. Jake Fowler quickly into the front court. Into the lane. Dishes in the corner. Open for 3 is Overmiller. Line drive shot is no good. Battle for it in the lane. Picked up there by Petzke for Ord. Petzke to Fahey. Alex Fahey front court for the Chanticleers. Loses his dribble. Gives it up to Farinholtz for 3. On the wing. Good. Trevor Farinholtz. The 17-point score gets his first points of the game. It's a 3-pointer, 18-17 Patriots. Front court Overmiller to Fowler. This looks like to be a battle for at least 32 minutes here tonight. Back and forth we go. Christian Hodson works, spins, shoots, rolls out, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good. It will count, and Hodson fouled on the play. So the Patriots want to go inside of the 6'6". Christian Hodson, and he's fouled on the play. Basket and 1 here, 20-17 Patriots. That's number 3 on Evan Petzke all this quarter. And Petzke is going to have to sit down with 3 fouls. Brett Waller also comes out of the game as Clayton Cowan, the 6-foot junior, makes his first appearance. And the Cameron Dow, who played in the first quarter, also in. Hodson's free throw is going to be an air ball. No good. Way short there by Christian. So he misses the free throw. 20-17, Adam Central, 6:15 to go. Adam Hunt checks in for Adam Central and Matt Brown. You got Ackerman on the floor, Hunt, Mark Brown, Overmiller, and Barrett in the front court. A whistle the basketball. Trevor Farinholtz, the Patriots are going to pick up a foul as they're hounding Farinholtz a little too close for that time. Foul called on Adam Central's Blake Overmiller. His first, team's 5th. Alex Fahey will throw it in for the Chanticleers. 20-17, Adams Central, 6:07 to go in the second quarter. Inbounded to Farinholtz in the backcourt. Now dribbles it into the scoring zone. Tipped away by Overmiller with a foul on Blake Overmiller. 2 quick ones this quarter on Overmiller. He has 2, Hodson has 2. 2 starters with 2 for the Patriots. Evan Petzke, the starting post player, has 3 for Ord. Got all those this quarter. Ryan Bruno is going to check in for Adams Central, the 5'11 senior. Made a quick appearance in the first quarter. Or this quarter makes his second appearance of the game. And Overmiller with 2 fouls will go out with 4 points and those 2 fouls. Ord will throw it in on the far sideline between the rings. Say he does in the backcourt to Farinholtz. The 2 sophomores with 17-point scores on this season. Cameron Dow will take a 13-footer off. No good. Rebounded out of there by Matt Brown, the junior, to Hunt. Patriots run from left to right. Hunt now slows it up as the defense gets back to Bruna. Inside all alone is Matt Brown. He'll shoot and score. Matt Brown with 4. 22-17. Patriots with, again, their biggest lead is 5 on the evening. Farinholtz. Bounce pass out, picked off by Hunt. Turnover there on Ward and a whistle and a foul by Alex Fahey. Fahy at the timeline fouls the Patriots. A non-shooting situation. Jake Fowler back in for Adams Central. Going out, Jesse Ackerman. Going out, Cameron Dow. Back in, 6-foot junior Brett Waller for Orr. Adam Hunt plays it in for the Patriots. Up by 6, 23-17. Driving is Fowler and a whistle. 5:25 to go, and a foul going to be called on the Ord Chanticleers. 1-1 situation. 5:25, the 17th foul on Ord. A foul called on Trevor Fernholz. That's his first. Jake Fowler to the line to shoot the 1-1 for Adams Hunt. Misses the shot. Long rebound by Adam Hunt in the far corner for the Patriots. Hunt with the basketball to Fowler. Jake with it. For the Patriots, they'll set up now to Barrett. Over Miller with it. Now to Barrett. Patriots will slow it up here. 5:05 to go, second quarter. Scoreboard says 23-17 Ford. One of those two-point field goals must have been ruled a three. Adam Hunt, 16-footer off, no good. Rebounded out of there by Flagan Petska to Alex Fahy for the Ord Chanticleers. 4:48 to go. Fahy in the lane. Lost control of the ball. Hunt goes for the basketball and grabs it for the Patriots. Again, Fahy a bit out of control. He has given the ninth turnover to the Ord Chanticleers. Underneath pass, Fowler. A nice pass to Brown off of Matt Brown. Matt had the layup but just couldn't control it. Off his leg and out of bounds. Nice assist to be there by Jake Fowler, but Patriots can't convert. 23-17, Fahy front court for Ord. Goes to the baseline. Nice move to his left. The runner is good. The sophomore Fahy has 11. And he looks like a pretty good young basketball player for the Ord Chanticleers. He will quickly become a veteran. He has 11 in this game. Hunt with the basketball. Patriots lobbing now into the front court. It's Jake Fowler. Through the line to Brown. Matt will put up a runner. Kind of a wild shot there. No good. The rebound out of there by Flagan Pets. The Patriots by three. Just past the halfway mark of period number two. Alex Fahy, a three-pointer in the air. Air ball this time and out of bounds. So Fahy has shown some spark and good energy, but also been out of control a couple of times for the Chanticleers. Christian Hodson back in the game. Jesse Ackerman back in. And Blake Overmiller back in. So it's Fowler, Barrett, Overmiller, Hodson, and Ackerman, the five starters for Adams Central. Started the game or on the floor right now. Overmiller in the backcourt, double dribbled. Blake looking for someone to pass to, simply double dribbled the basketball. Seventh turnover, Adams Central. They give it back to the Chanticleers. 23-19. A shot earlier in this quarter obviously ruled a three for Blake Overmiller instead of a two. 23-19 says the scoreboard. Adams Central. Shot put up, it's going to be good for three. Another three for Alex Fahy, and he has 14 in the game. 23-22 and a quick timeout on the floor, so we'll take one with 3:35 to go, second quarter. Adams Central 23, Ord 22, back in 30 seconds.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
3:35 to go, second quarter. 23-22 Patriots after that three-pointer. Alex Fahy now has 14 for Ord, and they have cut the lead down to one. Adams Central basketball, Blake Overmiller.
The clear choice,
Jake
the
Fowler.
Right.
Fowler with the basketball to Overmiller. The Patriots set up against this man-to-man defense. This one has all the makings of being close all the way here this evening. Overmiller with it, heads for the hoop. Runner from five off the glass and rim and good. Blake Overmiller now with seven. And it's 25-22, Patriots by three. After three, here in Hastings, St. Cecilia boys 36, Sutton 28. That's after three. Fahey for three, nothing but net. Another three for Fahey. I got him for 17 this quarter, and we're tied at 25. Barrett with the basketball to Overmiller. He will drive, put up another runner. This one's short, no good. Offensive rebound. Overmiller can't control it, though. And Farenholz grabs it for Orr. The Chanticleers can go ahead. 2:35 to go, second quarter. There's a pass left alone for three in the air. It's Waller. This one's long, no good. No defense there. An open three, but a missed shot. Fowler gets the basketball, heads for the front court, drives all the way, left-handed shot, up off, no good. A battle for it inside. Losing control is Orr. Ackerman knocks it to Fowler in the Patriots' control. Barrett with the ball. Now to Fowler. 2:14 to go, period number two. Jake Fowler now to Overmiller. Right side to Ackerman, to Barrett. Brady Barrett inside. 14-footer going to be short off the rim. No good. Barrett tries to keep it in bounds. Cannata goes to the Chanticleer. Barrett with two quick threes in the first quarter. Hasn't scored since. Matt Brown back in. The Patriots got away from their inside game here a little bit in this quarter. Barrett goes out. Ackerman goes out. Adam Hunt and Matt Brown check in. We're tied at 25 with 2 minutes to go in period number two. Fahey with the ball. Hunt with the defense. Fahey gets the screen. Dishes off now to Clayton Cowan in the game. Here's a runner. Shot put up and good. Derek Simtek with his first field goal. Chanticleers get the lead, 27-25. Not the first lead of the night, but the first this quarter for Orr. They lead at 27-25. Fowler drives all the way for the hoop underneath to Hodson. Shot put up and good by Christian Hodson, and he's fouled in the play. Assist Fowler, basket Hodson. We're tied at 27. Christian Hodson to the line to shoot, try to complete this three-point play. We're knotted at 27 with 1:36 to go. Foul called on by John Riddell, who's in the game. Or free throw banked in by Hodson, so a couple of banks there tonight on three-pointer and a free throw. Five this quarter, five in the game for Christian Hodson. Adam Sutter leads 28-27. Flagan Petska back in for Clayton Cowan for Orr. 1:36 to go in period number two, 28-27. Patriots with a one-point lead. Front court, Farenholz. Now to Simtek. To Farenholz. Inside pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to save it is Riddell, John Radel. R-E-D-I-L, John Radel tries to save it. Cannot turnover on the Chanticleers. Are 10. 28-27 Patriots. 1:20 to go. Clock runs. Second quarter. Hunt with the basketball now to Overmiller for Adam Central. In the corner to Mark Brown. Inside to Hunt, and he hits the deck. Does a little skid on his belly. He's fouled in the play is Adam Hunt. Foul called on Flagan Petska for Orr. 1:11. One's across the board in the time clock. Second foul on Flagan Petska. 1:11 to go. Hunt to the free throw line, one in bonus. Adam will shoot the free throw, miss it. So it's still a one-point Adam Central lead. Basketball controlled in the backcourt by Farenholz. Farenholz to Fahey for the Orr Chanticleers. Alex Fahey gets the screen. Double team there in the corner. Shot put up for three. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Rebounded over Miller. Overmiller on the rebound and missed shot. He drives, bounce pass, nice pass to Hunt. Shot short, no good. A battle on the baseline. Coming out of there with it is Farenholz. Farenholz to Fahey, 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Adam Center leads 28-27. Alex Fahey, the sophomore, gets a screen between the rings. Pass underneath on this pick and roll. Shot up, no good by Petska. Rebounded out of there by Mark Brown of Adam Central. Long front court pass to Hunt. Behind the defense, shoots and scores. Adam Hunt gets behind the defense and scores. He has four. And the Patriots lead 30-27. Back and forth we go. Many runs in the game. Patriots by three. They've had the lead most of the first half, but it's been close all the way. Alex Fahey for the Chanticleers now loses his dribble. Passes to Farenholz with 10 seconds to go. Trevor with it. Pass underneath. Too strong and out of bounds. Defensive pressure there by the Patriots. Forces the 11th turnover on the Orr Chanticleers. Patriots will have 8 seconds to go the length of the floor to try to get a field goal or a three to go up by five or six. Patriots led 22-17 in this quarter, 16-11 in the first. 8 seconds to go, and the Patriots will let the ball Now be touched. The Labrice is between the rings. Now Barrett in the offensive zone with four. Barrett's runner up. No good, but 2.4. But Brady Barrett fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. He was fouled in the act with 2.4 seconds to go. Patriots lead by three. And a foul called on Trevor Fahrenholz, and he has two. Free throw up and good by Brady Barrett. He has seven, his first points of this quarter. 31-27, 2.4 seconds to go. Barrett's second free throw is up and good. Makes them both. 2.4, there's a pass into the front court to Fahrenholz. Gives the basketball up, and the Chanticleers don't get a shot off. Fred Waller just held the basketball. He didn't realize how much time was left. And the clock runs out. The Chanticleers do not get the shot off to end the first half. So we're finished with two quarters and the score. Adams Central 32, Ord 27. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Adams Central Patriots Gym. We're at halftime of the boys' basketball game here tonight, and Adams Central leads the Ord Chanticleers 32-27, but it has been close all the way in this basketball game. The Patriots have led by as many as five on a couple of occasions, and here at halftime, Ord has not had a lead of over two in the basketball game. Very close basketball game throughout. Adams Central jumped out to a 3-0 lead, led 6-3. Ord's first lead was 8-6 in the first quarter. The Chanticleers then led 9-6. Adams Central comes back to take the lead at 10-9, and the Patriots went on to lead 16-14 at the end of the first quarter of play. In the second quarter, the Patriots moved that lead up to 5 at 22-17, or 23-17. That was their biggest lead at 6 points, 23-17 after a two-point field goal, we thought, was made a three-point field goal for Blake Overmiller. 23-17 was the largest lead, 6 in that first half. But at the 23-17 advantage for Adams Central, Chanticleers come back and score the next five, make it 23-22. Adams Central then leads 25-22. Chanticleers tie it at 25. Chanticleers get the lead again at 27-25, but Adams Central scores the last 7 points of the first half to go up 32-27. So the Patriots get the last seven of the first half, lead 32-27 here at halftime of the boys' basketball game, but a game that's gone back and forth, a close all the way in the contest. For the Patriots, six guys have scored. Eight for Brady Barrett, had two quick threes in the first quarter, only two free throws in the second, eight for Barrett. 7 points for Blake Overmiller, had five of those in the second quarter. 5 points all in the second quarter for Christian Hodson. Christian getting in early foul trouble. He has two here at halftime. 4 points each for players off the bench. Adam Hunt, Mark Brown, and twin brother Matt Brown for the Patriots. Starter Jake Fowler has not scored. Starter Jesse Ackerman has not scored. Ryan Bruna also played. He has not scored for Adams Central. The Patriots three out of seven from the free throw line, 16 points in each of the first two quarters, 32 in the first half for Adams Central. They're on mark to make their season average. The Patriots average 60 a contest, give up only 41. They've given up 27 already to Ord here at halftime. Barrett with 8, Obermiller with 7, and Hodson with 5 and 4 each for Adam Hunt, Mark Brown, and Matt Brown for the Adams Central Patriots. Well, the Ord Chanticleers, and we have up here 17 for Alex Fahey, including 4 three-pointers in this contest, and one of those threes might have gone to another player, but I've got Fahey with 17. We'd have to get the official book, but 17 for Alex. Nobody else with more than 3 for the Ord Chanticleers. Excuse me. 3 for Trevor Fahrenholz, 3 for Evan Petska, and 2 apiece for Derek Simtek and Flagan Petska for the Ord Chanticleers. So Fahrenholz and Fahey, again, they're both sophomores. For the first three games, they've each averaged 17 points per game. And Fahey has, unofficially here, 17 for Ord in this first half. As the Chanticleers get 14 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, 27 here at halftime. The Chanticleers perfect 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. And the Ord Chanticleers, I have them with 11 first half turnovers in the game. The Patriots with 7 in that first half. And at halftime, it's Adams Central 32 and Ord 27. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we will have more. I want to remind you, first of all, that we'll have some college basketball for you tomorrow right here on 1230 KHS as the Hastings College women and men are hosting Northwestern at Lynn Farrell Arena here in Hastings. The women at 2, the men at 4. Pre-game at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. A reminder for you also that Hastings College men are going to the University of Nebraska at Omaha this coming Monday, the 19th, 6:45, pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip-off at UNO for the Hastings College men this coming Monday. You can hear it and follow the Broncos all season right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Girls game here tonight in overtime. Ord beat Adams Central 51-47, outscoring the Patriots 9-5 in that overtime as the Patriots drop their fourth of the year as they head for Gibbon tomorrow night. Halftime here of the boys' game, Adams Central 32, Ord 27. Biggest lead of the evening was 6 for the Patriots in the first half. They lead by 5 here at halftime. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter of play for you. Halftime, Adams Central 32, Ord 27. We'll be back with the second half in 90 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports Bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Just about ready to begin period number 3 here at Adams Central Patriot Gym, with Adams Central leading Ord 32-27 here at halftime in our boys contest. High school basketball for you this evening on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. Adams Central hits the road tomorrow night up to Gibbon, their usual last game before the Christmas break. They play at Gibbon, the girls' game at 6, the boys at 7:45. Won't be the last girls' game, though. Game that was to be rescheduled due to the weather from earlier this month. The Adams Central girls will be here Monday night against Kearney Catholic. So that game will be Monday night. But the Adams Central boys will be done after tomorrow night until the Minden Holiday Tournament, December 29th and the 30th. Halftime here, Patriots 32, Ord 27. The third quarter about to begin. We'll see who the Patriots send out here. Probably will be Jesse Ackerman, the junior, Christian Hodson, the senior, Blake Overmiller, the junior, Jake Fowler, the junior, and Brady Barrett, the senior. Ord expected to send out sophomores Trevor Farenholtz and Alex Fahey. Evan Petska, the senior post player. Cousin Flagan Petska, the junior, and Brett Waller, a junior. Alex Fahey, you got to wonder if he's related to the Fahey brothers at Grand Island Central Catholic in the last few years. He's loaded it up. Sophomore Fahey for 17. He's been kind of a scoring machine tonight. Those Fahey brothers certainly were at Grand Island Central Catholic. I do not know if they were related, but they certainly have the same spelling of the last name. Patriot basketball, third quarter about to begin. Largest lead has been 6 for Adams Central. They have the ball to start this third quarter, and Blake Overmiller controls on the left wing to Jake Fowler, left alone for 3 in the air in the hole. Jake Fowler shot only one free throw in that first quarter, makes the shot to start the third quarter. His first points, 35-27. Shot put up no good this time by Fahey. Knocked around, picked up there by the Patriots. Front court, it's Fowler. Jake Fowler to the baseline. Back out top of the key to Overmiller. Back to Barrett. Slashes and puts up a 13-footer. Off, no good. Rebounded up and a whistle. Jump, no jump ball foul going to be called on Adams Central's Christian Hodson. He goes for the rebound. That's a quick third one on Hodson. 34 seconds into the third quarter. And quickly, Christian's going to go to the bench. And Matt Brown, the 6'3 junior in. Hodson gets his third foul. 34 seconds into the third quarter. And he will sit down, and Matt Brown, the 6'3 junior in. 35-27, Adams Central's biggest lead at 8 here. 7:20 to go, but a battle here tonight, Adams Central and Ord. Quick teams, a lot of speed and quickness on the floor here this evening. Patriots on the defense here. There's a lob underneath. The pass is picked off, turnover. Ord, Blake Overmiller comes out of the ball, out of the fray with it. 12th turnover. Foul called in the backcourt on the Chanticleer's Trevor Farenholtz. Farenholtz has picked up his third. So the sophomore picks up his third. He has only 3, but again, scored 51 points in the first 3 games for the Chanticleers, but has only 3 tonight and now 3 fouls. Patriot ball inside to Brown. Matt turns, shoots, misses just off the rim. Just wouldn't go down that time. Nice move though there by Matt Brown using that 6'3 frame. The ball wouldn't fall. Fahey with it. Long 3 in the air is going to be off the backboard and rim. No good. Tipped around, grabbed by Fowler. Patriots 3-on-1. Quickly driving all the way, shooting and scoring is Jake Fowler. Fowler with 5 this quarter. Patriots now have upped it to 37-27. And Mike Bechtold once and gets a timeout on the Ord bench. So we'll take one. 6:31 to go, third quarter. Patriots have upped it to 10. Adams Central 37, Ord 27. We're back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Jake Fowler 5, Ord nothing in the third quarter. Adams Central's up this lead to 10, 37-27. The Patriots on defense, the pass out of bounds on the near sideline goes all the way back in the Patriots zone, but Alex Fahey catches it and now dribbles it into the scoring zone. Alex Fahey for Ord. The basketball, Fahey was 17. He's going to be pressured this second half, you can bet. Farenholtz with the ball, lost control, but picks it up. Inside to Petska, back out to Fahey, to Waller, now to Fahey. Alex with it. Fahey gets a screen. Double team there to Evan Petska inside. The baseline, Waller tries to save it. Can't. Patriots with swarming defense there. Trying to put the clamps a little bit on Alex Fahey. I'm sure Coach Zach Foster thought I had too many points at halftime. We had him for 17 at halftime. Turnover there by Orr, their 13th. Patriots 10-point lead in the ball. 5:50 to go third quarter. Barrett lobs the pass baseline to Ackerman. Top of the key now to Jake Fowler. Left alone for three in the air. Off there, no good. Battle for it on the baseline. Off of a Patriot and out of bounds. It'll be Orr basketball. Two Patriots there. One Chanticleer goes off Adams Central. It'll be Orr basketball. Inbounded to Farenholz. Trevor into the scoring zone. Quickly in the front court. Barrett saves it and calls a timeout. Brady Barrett goes into the air, grabs the basketball as he flies through the air before he goes out of bounds. He calls a timeout. So Patriot timeout. Timeout on the floor. 5:38 to go third quarter. Adams Central 37, Orr 27. We're back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
And as always, we thank all of our great sports booster sponsors and our program sponsors, our pregame show with the Auto Glass Experts. Stay tuned after we're finished here tonight. The player of the game show, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, and Bill Hamburger Remodeling, our pregame, and the Auto Glass Experts, our postgame show sponsors. This year, shot put up by Jake Fowler in the offensive zone. No good this time by the Patriots. Rebounded out of there by the Chanticleers. Long front court pass way high over the head of Evan Petzka. Turnover Orr, number 14. Adam Central will have him for seven. Quickly checking in, Cameron Dow, 5'9 sophomore, in for Trevor Farenholz. Jesse Ackerman goes out. Adam Hunt checks in. Mark Brown on the floor, Brady Barrett, Adam Hunt, Blake Overmiller, and Jake Fowler for the Patriots. 5:08 to go, third quarter. Adam Central by 10, the biggest lead of the evening. Inside to Brown. Overmiller to Matt Brown. Assist. Blake Overmiller, field goal, 6 points. Matt Brown, 39-27, Patriots by a dozen. Waller with it. The backcourt to Dow. Dow to Fahey. To Cameron Dow, the sophomore. Another sophomore, Fahey. Fahey into the lane. Dishes off. Shot by Waller for three in the air. Off the rim. No good. It go out of bounds on the near sideline. Patriot basketball. No points this quarter for Orr. 4:34 to go in the quarter. Adam Central with a 7-0 run. Adam Central, in fact, now on a 14-point run. They close the half on a 7-point run. First seven this quarter. Barrett drives. He shoots in and out. Tip up and good. Matt Brown with eight. 41-27. 16-point run over two quarters for Adam Central. In the air for three. No good by Fahey. Rebounded by the Patriots. Fowler with it. Quickly front court for Adam Central. He drives. Dishes off to Hunt. Hunt from the wing for three. Going to be an air ball. Rebound right there is Brown. An air ball, but Matt Brown right there. I don't think we can count it as a pass. 43-27. Patriots on an 18-point run over two quarters. 43-27 with 3:50 to go. Fahey gets a screen but has no shot. Double team. Top of the key pass to Flagan Petzke. His shot will be off the backboard. No good. Overmiller grabs it for Adams Central. Three on one to Hunt, to Barrett. Shoots and scores. 3 point, three man break there, and Barrett shoots and scores for his 10th point. Patriots 45-27. Turnover Orr. Barrett quickly front court, and he's fouled on the play. The wheels have fallen off the Orr bus here. 20 points in a row for Adams Central. The Patriots in that second quarter trailed 27-25, scored the last seven of the quarter, and they have scored the first 13 of this quarter. 20-point run for Adams Central as Matt Brown comes out of the game. Ryan Bruner comes in, Jesse Ackerman back in. 13-0 run this quarter for Adams Central. They've scored the last 20. Lead by 18. We Talk about a close game at halftime. It was only 5. Now it's up to 18. The Patriots have the ball with 3:12 to go. Adam Hunt in the lane. Puts up the shot off the backboard and rim and good. Adam Hunt with 6. 47-27. Quickly driving, losing control of the ball is Alex Fahey, but he's fouled on the play. Patriots pick up the foul there. Adam Central foul on Adam Hunt. To the free throw line, Alex Fahey to shoot 2. He has scored 17. 47-27, 3:01 to go. Free throw in the hole. The 22-point run of Adam Central is broken. 47-28. So over in minutes, about one full quarter, the Patriots, 22-point run, go from 2 down to 20 ahead for that free throw by Fahey. His second free throw is good. He has 19, and it's 47-29. Patriots quickly will check in Blake Overmiller. He's on the floor. Ryan Bruner comes out. Overmiller in. Hunt's in the game. Barrett's in the game. Jesse Ackerman's in the game. And Mark Brown, the 6'4 junior's in the game. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Patriots now by 18. They lose control, lose the ball. Driving, shooting, and missing is Alex Fahey. And Adam Hunt picks up the blocking foul. So Fahey missed the shot. Patriots turned it over. And Fahey back to the free throw line. 47-29 Patriots, 2:53 to go, third quarter. Fahey has scored 19, and he'll shoot 2 here. First one up in the hole. 7 out of 7 from the line for Ward tonight. That's what you like to see. 100% free throw shooting. Coming in, only 51%. Well, more than that for the Ward Chanticleers. That's opponent's free throw. They were 82% from the line. Fahey will shoot the second. This one's up. Makes his fourth in a row this quarter. He has 21, and it's 47-21. There's a steal now by the Chanticleers. The Patriots turn it over once again. So the Chanticleers on a mini four-point run. Got it down from 20 to 16 with 2:40 to go. A lot of time left, of course, but the wheels fell off for a while, but the Chanticleers trying to make this ship upright. But the basketball now is down, and he travels. So a turnover on the Chanticleers, and Derek Simtek will check in for Ord. Coming out, Evan Petska. 2:27 to go, third quarter, Patriots by 16. Overmiller inbounds to Fowler. Be a little 2-2-1 zone pressure by Ord. Fowler crossed the timeline for Adams Central. Dishes underneath to Mark Brown. Shot up and good. Assist Fowler. Brown has 6. 49-31. Front court for 3. Simtek off the iron. No good. Tipped around and out of bounds. It's off an Ord Chanticleer. Looked like Plagan Petska tried to tip that ball out maybe and ended up tipping it out of bounds. And it'll be Patriot basketball leading by 18. As the clock runs again, as Jake Fowler gets the basketball with 2 minutes to go in period number 3. Overmiller inside to Brown, turning his Matt Brown. His shot rims off there, no good. The rebound to Fahey. Fahey for the Ord Chanticleers into the scoring zone to our right here. Top of the key pass now. The Farinholz knocked out of bounds. Pass goes in the corner, and Overmiller knocks it out of bounds for Adam Central. Adam Hunt back in for the Patriots. Brady Barrett will get a rest. The final 1:45 of period number 3. Patriots average 60. They've got 49. We're still in the third quarter. Farinholz to inbound. Does to Fahey to Farinholz. Inside to Flagan Petska. Top of the key to Waller. Brett Waller with it for Ord. On the wing. Farinholz for 3. Off the iron. No good. Rebound Matt Brown. Brown to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller. Front court for the Patriots. In the lane, runner from 7, no good, but he's fouled in the play. And Blake Overmiller is the Patriots slash to the basket there. Overmiller to the line for 2. The whistle on Evan Petska, and that's 4 on Evan. So the 6'3 senior, they say it's on Flagan Petska, and that's 3 on him. So 3 on each of the Petskas, the cousin Petskas. Overmiller misses the first of 2. Blake has 7. Evan Petska checks back in, along with Clayton Cowan. Slagan Petska and Trevor Fahrenholtz go out. Overmiller's second free throw is good. One out of two, 8 points for Overmiller. 50-31 Patriots. Ryan Bruna in. And going out is Mark Brown for Adams Central. 1:28 to go, third quarter. 50-31. Patriots blown this one open here in the third quarter. 22-point run into the second quarter through the 5 minutes played in the third quarter. So basically over a quarter, the Patriots, a 22-point run. Front court kept out of bounds by Bruna of Adams Central. Stays with the Ord Chanticleers. Alex Fahey will throw it in with 1:15 to go in the ball. Third quarter of play. Inbound it to Syntek. Syntek lost control but tips the basketball. Shot put up and good. Evan Petska, and he's fouled on the play. Basket and one for Petska. 50-33. Adams Central by 17. Foul called on the Patriots. Matt Brown his second. Ryan Bruna out. Brady Barrett in for the Patriots. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. To the line is Evan Petska trying for the three-point play, and he makes it. He has six. 50-34, the Chanticleers are not out of this game, but a big run by Adams Central got them a good lead here as we play the final minute of the third quarter. Fowler with it. 13-footer. Short. Off the iron. No good. Bat on the baseline. Evan Petska the rebound to Fahey. Fahey forward with 50 seconds to go. Scoring zone, Alex Fahey. Man-to-man Patriot defense. Fahey on the dribble, the free throw line, to Waller. Brett with it. Right side to Syntek. To Fahey. Over Miller with the defense. Right side to Syntek. Inside to Cowan. Back to Fahey. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Alex Fahey will stop and pop for three. In and out, no good. Grabbed by Adam Hunt. Hunt quickly into the scoring zone, lobs the pass to Overmiller. He will drive, put up a runner from five short. Rebound shot up and good by Matt Brown. Eight this quarter, 12 in the game by Brown. 52-34, Patriots with 10 seconds to go. Backcourt, it's Waller. Waller gives it up to Fahey with six. Still behind the timeline, across it with four. Fahey into the lane, pass underneath. Shot put up and good, nice assist. Fahey to Evan Petska, and Petska scores, and the third quarter comes to an end. That's the end of three with the score. Adams Central, 52. Ord, 36. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by...
Tina Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. Adams Central with the lead after three quarters here over the Ord Chanticleers. 52-36, Adams Central. And
5 points, Bank of
Hastings. Into the third, 5 minutes into the third, a 22-point run. They were down by two. They went up by 20 after that 22-point run covering those two quarters, 47-27. It's now 52-36 after three. Adams Central has 12 points from Matt Brown leading the way, 10 for Brady Barrett, 21 for Alex Fahey. Fourth quarter to begin, Adams Central with a 16-point lead. Alex Fahey with the ball will take the three from the wing. Off there, no good. Rebounded by Jesse Ackerman, who's out there with Jake Fowler and Brady Barrett and Christian Hodson and Blake Overmiller. Barrett on the baseline, knocked away from him, gets it back. The basketball turns underneath and a whistle and a timeout. Timeout Adams Central's. Brady Barrett was double-teamed underneath the basket, and the Patriots call a timeout. So we'll take one with 7:39 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central 52, Ord 36, back in 30 seconds.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Patriot Gym, the Patriots outscored the Chanticleers 20-9 in that third quarter. Outscoring the Chanticleers by 11, up their halftime lead from 5-16. 7:39 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Adam Central at Gibbon tomorrow night. Ford will host Centura tomorrow evening. The boys-girls doubleheader. Adam Central girls and boys going to Gibbon tomorrow night. Adam Central girls drop an overtime game tonight to Ord here, 51-47. Patriot boys up by 16 in this fourth quarter. Pass inside for Haas. It has to save it, does, to Ackerman. Patriots now going into a more deliberate offense here a little bit. Maybe run some clock here. Chanticleer's only three team fouls. Barrett will drive, put up a shot. No good offensive foul on Brady Barrett of Adams Central. So Barrett will pick up the offensive foul. And that will turn it over to the Ord Chanticleers. Still in the first minute of the fourth quarter, so this one is far from over. Adams Central has a 16-point lead. Chanticleers been able to score quickly at times in this game. There's Waller for three. It's off, no good. Ackerman with good position on the rebound. There's a pass to Overmiller. He tips it to himself. Blake Overmiller gets the basketball to Fowler. Tipped the ball as he's running down the floor and then grabbed it. Underneath Fowler to Ackerman. He shoots and scores and he's fouled. Jake Fowler with another assist. And Blake Overmiller with, Jesse Ackerman with the field goal. First points of the game for Jesse. And he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 54-36. Waller goes out for Ord. And coming in is Trevor Farenholt, also checking back in. Flagan Petska replacing Derek Sintek for Ord. So Ackerman at the line, try to complete this three-point play. First 3 points of the game for Jesse. 55-36, Patriots by 19. They look for their fourth win of the year. Ord is 2-1 on the year. Pass underneath is trying to save it is Petsky. He does, but the turnover goes to Overmiller. Turnover number 16 on Ord. Front court is Ackerman. Drive, shoots, misses, but a blocking foul call on the Ord Chanticleers. Adams Central, 19-point lead. Foul whistled on one of the Petskas, one of the cousins here. The fourth on Flagan Petska. Flagan and Ed Evan are starters, and they are cousins. There is a Macon Petska on the bench. He's the brother of Flagan. All of this will be on the quiz. Free throw by Ackerman. He was fouled in the act. Makes it. He has four, so Jesse scored the last four. Misses the second. Hodson tries to get the rebound, but he canal, and Christian had to foul to try to get that rebound. That's the fourth on Christian. He struggled with foul trouble tonight. Four fouls now. 56-36, Patriots by 20. Trevor Farenholt, scoring zone for the Chanticleers, the red and white. Farenholt loops a pass to Evan Petska. Corner to Fahey into the lane. Dishes and a shot put up by Farenholt is good. Flagan Petska. That's four for Flagan. 58-36, Patriots by 18. Backcourt over Miller to Fowler. Quickly front court, Jake Fowler. Into the lane, puts up a runner. Off no good. Hodson, offensive rebound. Shoots and scores off the glass. Christian Hodson, offensive rebound in the basket. Seven for Christian. 20-point lead for the Patriots. Fahey baseline underneath the whistle. A kick by Adams Central. Fahey trying to get that basketball to Clayton Cowan underneath the basket. Patriots kick it. It'll be Fahey throwing it in for the Ord Chanticleers. Fahey, good-looking sophomore, 21 tonight. But no field goals this half for Fahey. Four free throws. He has the ball to Farenholt. The other 17-point sophomore score has only three. Farenholtz with it. Pass going to be picked off by Ackerman. Turnover Ord. Ackerman has his pocket picked, but a foul going to be called on Alex Fahey. Fahey goes for the steal, got the basketball, but had to foul to do it. 5:29 to go in the ball game. Patriots by 20, 58-38. At the end of the game, John Radell, a 6'3 freshman in there for Ord. And also back in the game is Cameron Dow, a 5'9 sophomore. 16 foul on Ord, so neither team shooting free throws yet. Fowler left alone for three. Off the backboard and rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Christian Hodson in the lane. Shot short off the iron, no good. Five-footer there, wouldn't stay down for Hodson. Ord with the rebound. Quickly driving, Fahrenholz shoots and misses. Offensive foul there on Trevor Fahrenholz. Picks up his fourth. Brady Barrett takes the charge. Fahrenholz whistled for the offensive foul. Turnover number 18 on Ord. Adam Hunt in. Christian Hodson goes out for the Patriots. 5:18 to play. 58-38, Patriots by 20. Well, we'll look back, and obviously that 22-point run spanning the second and third quarters, there's a pass picked off. Patriots turn it over there. 22-point run going to be the difference in this one, barring a big, big comeback by the Chanticleers. But there's a three ball by Clayton Cowan. 58-41, Patriots by 17. They led by 20 on a couple of occasions. Over Miller, into the lane, shoots on the run, no good. Rebounded by Radel. John Radel for Ord. Cowan with the basketball in the lane. Puts up a left-handed shot and good. Clayton Cowan with five quick points. Patriot lead quickly from 20-15. Still 4:34 to go, so Adam Central will get it across the timeline to Adam Hunt. The Patriots now will try to work some clock here. Slow the basketball down, says Zach Foster from the Adam Central bench. Fowler in the lane, dishes off to Ackerman. Shot up, rolls off, no good. They battle for it, and Radel picks it up for the Ord Chanticleers with 4:11 to go. 58-43 underneath to Cowan. Out to Fahrenholz for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Brady Barrett. Patriots long pass front court to Hunt. Hunt will drive, shoot, shot short. Rebound, shot up and good by Blake Overmiller. Overmiller trailing the play, gets the rebound and basket. 60-43, the Patriots on their season average of 60 points, 3:50 to go in the game, up to 17 again. Front court Fahrenholz for the Chanticleers. Spins in the lane, 14-footer, way short, grabbed by Ackerman to Barrett. Now the Patriots can pull the reins back a little bit, set it up. Fowler with it, 3:33, clock runs. They play right in front of Coach Foster and the Patriot bench. Basket to our left here. Barrett with it to Overmiller. Patriots are going to look for the high percentage shot, like a layup here. Hunt to Fowler. Fowler, top of the key pass to Overmiller, right side to Hunt. Inside to Ackerman, can't control it. Lost in the lane. Ord tries to pick it up, and they do. Coming out of there with it is Fahey. Patriots turn it over for the 12th time. Front court, Alex Fahey in the lane. Pass inside to Radel. Out to Fahrenholz. Grabbed now by Cowan. Cowan in the lane. John Radel left alone, shoots and scores. Radel with the field goal. Quick timeout. Mike Bechtold of Ord. So we'll take a timeout with 2:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central in control. Patriots 60. Ord Chanticleers 45. We're back in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
2 minutes and 56 seconds to go here at Patriot Gym in our boys game. Adams Central 60, Ord 45. Final score from Chapman Gymnasium boys game, high school basketball. St. Cecilia stays unbeaten. Blue Hawks 57. Previously unbeaten, Sutton 45. But I tell you, Sutton ball club's going to be good this year. St. Cecilia wins this one tonight over Sutton. 57-45, first loss of the year for Steve Fongberg's ball club. And they are going to be a team in C2 to be reckoned with. But the Blue Hawks get them tonight by 12, 57-45. St. Cecilia stays unbeaten. Big Sea boys go to Omaha Scott Catholic tomorrow. Hastings High boys and girls go over to York. Adams Central boys and girls go to Gibbon tomorrow. St. Cecilia girls off until Monday when they'll have a makeup game at Bishop Newman. Patriot basketball, Barrett front court. Patriots 15-point lead. Want to control some clock now. Trapping defense now by the Chanticleers. They want to try to force some turnovers. This one not over yet. 15-point lead. Patriots running some clock. Fowler with the basketball and is fouled in the play. Patriots will shoot free throws the rest of the way. That's the 18 foul on the Chanticleers. 1-1 coming up for the Patriots' Jake Fowler. That's going to be all. The fifth foul on Trevor Fahrenholz. Foul coming in. Fahrenholz, the sophomore, averaging 17 a game, fouls out of this one with 2:36 to go. He had only 3 points, three-point field goal in the second quarter. Fowler's free throw is off there, no good. But Jake misses the first of that 1-1, so it's a 15-point Patriot lead. Still with 2.5 minutes clock runs, fourth quarter. Fahey, front court. The basketball shot put up there is going to be no good by Flagan Petska. The rebound comes to Mark Brown. He's out there with Overmiller and Fowler and Barrett and Adam Hunt. The Patriots have Barrett and Fowler and Overmiller and Hunt, some guards that can control the basketball. And Matt Brown in the game. Hunt looks inside, no pass, cross courts at the Fowlers. The Patriots go into the passing game to try to run some clock. 1:55 to go. Fowler with the basketball to Brown. Matt will drive, shoot, score. It will count, and he's fouled. 14 for Matt Brown. 62-45. I think Mr. Brown might have the inside track to the player of the game here on the boys' side. Clayton Cowan comes in. Flagan Petska goes out for the Chanticleers. 1:51 to go in the ball game. Matt Brown will try to complete this three-point play. 62-45 Patriots. Brown's free throw up and good. 15 for Matt Brown. Average 7 coming off that Patriot bench this season through the first four. Jake Fowler goes out. Ryan Bruna in for the Patriots. 1:51 to play. 63-45. And Adams Central will pick up their fourth win of the year to go with that one loss and stay unbeaten in conference play. Front court, Ord. Fahey with the basketball, almost a travel on Dow. Clayton Cowan now with it. Cowan now. The Waller shot for three. No good. Rebounded out of there by Cowan. Basketball stays with the Chanticleers. Fahey with it. Drives. Puts up a runner from five. No good. Rebound. Adam Hunt. Bounce pass to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller loses his dribble in the backcourt. Now passes to Hunt. Front court to Barrett. 1:15 to go. Patriots by 18. And this one we'll see just about everybody into the ball game pretty quickly. Timeout Zach Foster. He's going to get everybody in off the bench. And we'll take a timeout. 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central in control. Patriots 63, Ord 45. We're back in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Well, a chance to get everybody in the ball game, and the Patriots. The Patriots going to send out there Leighton Smith, a 6-foot sophomore. Alex Keller, a 5'10 sophomore. Levi Cermak is in the basketball game for the Patriots. They've got Derek Shuck in the basketball game. Leighton Smith has the basketball. Leighton to the baseline. Patriots also. Alex Keller pass underneath. Levi Cermak will put it up and score. Levi Cermak off the bench. 65-45. Patriots by the 20. Have the lead. There's a runner shot going to be short. No good. Cermak with the rebound. Patriots will run from right to left. Quickly in the front court is Tyler Kierkegaard also in the game. Shooting on the drive there. Derek Shuck with 37 seconds to go. And Derek will go to the line and shoot two. So the Patriots get 15 from Matt Brown. Everybody is. All the starters out of the game. Brown off the bench to get 15. Blake Overmiller had 10, and Brady Barrett with 10. Adam Central will go to 4-1 on the year, but Derek Shucks at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up and good. Shook. Derek with the free throw is good. Derek Shook. 66-45. Patriots quickly out of the game. Levi Cermak trying to get everyone in the game for Adams Central. Second free throw is up and good. So Shuck gets both free throws. 67-45. Patriots' biggest lead here. Adams Central gets Buzz Niederklein in the game. The shot put up. No good. Niederklein with the rebound. Anthony Niederklein gets the rebound. Adams Central with the basketball, leading by 22. Final 20 seconds of the game. Tyler Kierkegaard with it to the baseline, and a palming violation called on Tyler there, and it'll go back to Orr. So the Patriots will win their fourth game of the year. The final 15 seconds, 67-45. Adams Central, the strength of a 22-point run, middle of the second quarter to the middle of the third. That's the story of this one. Adams Central with the lead will play the final 10 seconds of this game. Quickly front court, Derek Shuck. Shuck's pass underneath to Schmidt. Tipped around, grabbed by Niederklein. Shot put up, rolls off there, no good. A bat on the baseline. Out of there with it is Ord, and time expires, and the basketball game is over, and the Adams Central Patriots have won their fourth game of the year using that big run in the first half and the first half of the third quarter, and beat the Ord Chanticleers 67-45. Adams Central 4-1 on the year. The Chanticleers fall to 2-2. The final score, Adams Central 67, Ord 45. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Patriot Gym, and the Adams Central boys have defeated Ord by the score of 67-45 to win their fourth game of the year to go against one loss. The Chanticleers fall to 2-2. And the story of this one, we were talking about it, the waning part of the ball game, the big story, the Adams Central Patriots 22-point run as they trail 27-25 late in period number two, go on the final 7-point run to end the first half and score the first 15 of the third quarter. The 22-point run propels the Patriots from a 2-point deficit to a 20-point lead, 47-27, and Adams Central goes on to win it by 22, 67-45. 5. The Patriots lead 16-14 after one. Their biggest lead was 23-17 in that first half before falling behind 27-25. And at that point, the Patriots go on that run. They led 32-27 at halftime, score the first 15 points of the third quarter of play, and lead 47-27 with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. Patriots lead 52-36 after three, lead 58-38 in the fourth, go on to win it 67-45. So a 22-point run will usually pave the way to a victory. That's what happened tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. They win it 67-45. The Patriots get 15 points from the junior Matt Brown off the bench, 15, including 11 in the second half by the junior Matt Brown, and a great night for Matt, getting some nice passes from Jake Fowler and others. 15 for Brown, 10 points for Brady Barrett, 10 for Blake Overmiller, 7 for Christian Hodson, 6 for Adam Hunt, 6 for Mark Brown, 5 for Jake Fowler, 4 for Jesse Ackerman, 2 for Derek Shook, and 2 for Levi Cermak coming off the bench scoring late. To Shook and Cermak scoring late. 15 for Matt Brown, 10 each for Blake Overmiller and Brady Barrett for the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots 9 out of 16 from the free throw line. They get 32 first half points, 35 in the second, 67 for the game. That's 7 over their season average, and 9 out of 16 from the free throw line. 21 points for Alex Fahey for the Orange Chanticleers, but Fahey, no field goals and only 4 points in the second half of play. At 17 at the half, only 4 in the second half. 21 for Alex Fahey. Only 5 for then, next highest score was 5, Clayton Cowan. 4 for Flagan Petska. 3 for Trevor Fahrenholz. Fahrenholz, to average 17 coming in, had only 3 tonight. Fahey came in averaging 17. They're both sophomores. Fahey had 21 but had only 4 in the second half. 2 points each for Derek Sintek and John Rado for the Orange Chanticleers. 21 for Alex Fahey. 27 first half points, only 18 in the second half for Ord. 45 points total, so a good defensive effort by the Patriots. Only 18 second half points for Ord, and the Patriots get 67 tonight, above their average, and win it 67-45. Adams Central now 4-1 on the year. They'll go to Ord tomorrow night for a girls-boys doubleheader. In the first game tonight, in overtime, the Ord Chanticleers beat Adams Central 51-47. The Patriots led for most of this a basketball game, but they had to stave off Ord. Ord finally got the lead in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Rader got a three-pointer with 8 seconds to go to send it into overtime, but the Chanticleers outscored the Patriots 9-5 in that overtime and won at 51-47 as Kaylee Rader led the Patriots with 9 on the evening, 8 for Cheyenne Gotch and 8 for Sydney Niemeyer. But the Patriots dropped their fourth this season. No wins yet for the Lady Patriots, but they'll go to Gibbon to try to get that first one tomorrow night. That will take care of the play-by-play portion of things, but stay tuned. We have the player of the game. We'll announce our Patriots players of the game tonight in this doubleheader split for Adams Central and Ord. After that, the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Coach Zach Foster for the Adams Central Patriots about this boys' basketball game. Again, the final scores tonight in the girls' game in overtime, Ord 51, Adams Central 47. In the boys' game, a 22-point run propels Adams Central to the victory. They win it by 22. Patriots 67 and Ord 45 in the boys' game. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at Patriot Gym, a split tonight. The girls' game going to Ord in overtime, 51-47. Adams Central boys defeat Ord 67-45. In the girls' game, the Patriots led by Kaylee Raiders 9, 8 for Sydney Niemeyer, 8 for Cheyenne Gotch. Adams Central losing that one by 4 in overtime. The boys' side of things, 10 Patriots score, led by Matt Brown, comes off the bench and scores a 15 tonight for the Patriots. The 6'3 junior Matt Brown with 15 to lead the way, also in double figures. Blake Overmiller and Brady Barrett, as the Patriots get a lot of scoring tonight and pass the ball well, play good defense, especially in the second half, giving up only 18 points. And the Patriots split with Orr here tonight. We'll name our Patriots players of the game after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Welcome back to Patriot Gym. Our players of the game tonight, on the girls' side of things, all-around effort tonight, and we talked about it a bit between games with Coach Tim Marker here on 1230 KHS. We're going to give it to Emily Boniface. Emily scored 3 points, but played good defense, made some nice plays defensively, did some good rebounding tonight. Emily Boniface is going to be the player of the game on the girls' side of things. On the boys' side, we're going to give it to the junior, 6'3", Matt Brown. Comes off the bench and scores 15 tonight, including 11 in the second half, 8 in the third quarter as the Patriots pull away in that third quarter, part of their 22-point run. 15 for Matt Brown. He's the beneficiary of some nice passing tonight by his teammates, but the junior Matt Brown does a good job inside and using his strength and height inside to score 15 to be our player of the game tonight. So on the girls' side, Emily Boniface. On the boys' side, Matt Brown, our Adams Central Patriots players of the game tonight. Stay tuned. The coach is here. We'll have the coach's post-game show. That's coming up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at Patriot Gym, the coach's post-game show, and Zach Foster joins us, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Boys. Patriot Boys win it 67-45 over Ord tonight, and I guess we told Coach about the 22-point run, the final seven of the second quarter, the first 15 of the third. Patriots win by that 22-point margin, but a 22-point run, Coach, if you have a 22-point run, you should win the basketball game, I guess. But that was a great run by your kids. They pulled away and took control of the game.
Yeah, definitely. We feel really good about that. You know, at halftime, it was anybody's game, and we really talked about, the first 3 minutes of the third quarter were huge. Jake Fowler, we left the huddle to come out on the floor, and he said right away, the first 3 minutes, guys, that's the last thing he said as he went out to the floor, and then, like you said, 15-0 run to start the second half, I thought was the ball game. We kind of shook their confidence a little bit, and I thought it started on the defensive end. You know, in the first half, I don't know for sure what it was, but we thought they had 12 points on his high screens with Faye coming off. And, we played hard, but we didn't play smart in the first half. We've talked all week about switching that screen, and then we didn't. We let him shoot two of them. In the second half, we came out and tried to trap it and be more aggressive, and I thought the kids did a great job and really changed the game defensively.
Yeah, they have only 18 points in the second half, Coach. I know you're happy with that. I'm sure you were not very happy with 27 in the first half, but 18 in the second half, and Faye have him only 4 free throws in the second half, so you shut him down. The defense really, really, really got aggressive, and you really got into it defensively in the second half. I know that's what you want to see all four quarters, too.
Yeah, definitely. And we talked about when you play a great player like him, you know, it's a team effort. It's not one guy, but, you know, Blake Overmiller did a fantastic job, I thought. I thought Adam Hunt, when he was in, did a fantastic job on him. You know, especially in the second half, both those guys really stepped up and made it hard for Fahey. And he's a young kid, but, man, he is going to be a special player. He is good.
I don't know if he's related to Fahey, the Grand Island Center.
He is. He's a cousin of Turner and Spencer.
I can see why. He's just as fast and as quick as those guys. I did not know for sure, but that's not a surprise. Yeah, he's going to be a very good player, averaging 17 coming in and had his points tonight too. But
well, their future is unbelievable because their JVs played a great game against us. They started all freshmen in their JV game, and they play a lot of sophomores in varsity. I mean, next couple of years, Ord is going to be up and coming for sure.
So, and Farenholtz, who had averaged 17 coming in, he has only three. So defensively, you shut him down tonight, Coach. Sophomore averaging 17 through the first three, gets only three. So you did the job on him. I know that those two guys probably were you were keying on tonight.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the scouting report on Ord is, you know, they're going to go as those two guys go, and two-headed monster, so to speak. And we really challenged Jake and Blake tonight, and they were on those guys most of the time. Adam Hunt, like I said, was in a lot. But, you know, I'll take Jake and Blake over any guards in the conference as far as just on-ball, man-on-man defense. They're very good. Very good hands, very good vision, very good, you know, court IQ. And so I thought those guys did a great job. And like we said, it's a team defense. Everybody behind them helped well and really, really stepped forward in the second half, I thought.
Well, the guys, your big people you have coming in off the bench, the brothers Brown, Mark, and Matt. Matt has 15 tonight. Mark has six. They're out here on the floor discussing things, well, I guess, with family and friends. But 21 from those two guys, Spelling Christian, who Hodgson got a little foul trouble early. But I tell you, Matt gets a 15 tonight. Great game. These guys maneuvering well inside, but beneficiaries of some great passing, though, too, weren't they, Coach?
Yeah. And those guys, I mean, the best thing you can say about them is, I mean, they're wonderful students. They have a tremendous work ethic. And if you tell them to do something, you have to tell them once, and that's it, and they're going to do it. And they're just amazing people that come from a great family. And, you know, the future is so bright for those two guys. And like you said, I mean, our guards do a great job of distributing the ball, you know. And that junior class in general, I mean, just really does a nice job of playing together, have a nice flow. Terry Shuck, who's an assist on the girls' team, coached those guys when they were young. And you can really see they have a nice chemistry and a nice flow.
You got to really be happy, Coach, with the unselfishness of your team. You guys would like to shoot that five-footer off the glass more than a three-pointer, but really an unselfish ball club. They're always looking for the open guy.
Definitely, and we talked about that. We give gratitudes after every practice and game, what we're thankful for. And, you know, we talked about Brady tonight, where, you know, some nights Brady's going to have 25, 30 points. And tonight, you know, he hit a couple early, and then as the game went on, I mean, he didn't force things. Like you said, he was unselfish. He tried to pass the ball. You know, and a lot of teams, a lot of guys with, you know, Brady's background and his resume would have forced things, would have tried to force the action and thought of himself, and Brady didn't do that. So I thought that's a credit to him and to our whole team, as you said.
Everybody's kind of gelling into their roles now. They're learning their roles and what they need to do each game, all really kind of under the leadership out there when he's on the floor. But Jake Fowler, I know we've talked about Jake before, but really when you watch him play, he really knows what he's doing out there, doesn't he?
Oh, he is so important. He's so much more important than people realize that don't understand the game, who just look at a box score and think that's how you measure a player. There's so many things he does well, and he definitely is a floor general. That's why he was a captain last year as a sophomore. He's a captain this year. And you know, the other thing with leadership is you have to have influence, and people have to follow you, and our guys look to Jake. They understand what type of person he is, what type of athlete he is, and you know, he's an all-around athlete. Obviously, his football season was amazing, and he's doing great things for us, and he's a great track kid. And so he's another one of those kids that we think we have a lot of in our team that are just great, great students, great people first.
And I know that this process of the season just continues to gel as a team, and these guys are continuing, I'm sure, to gain a lot of confidence with each game, Coach. You're playing really well right now, and you want to go into Gibbon tomorrow night and continue this momentum before Christmas to get a little time off getting ready for the men in turn, but these guys really, really coming together and really in all aspects of the game, mentally and physically, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You know, talk about tomorrow, you know, it's always tough playing Gibbon.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Reinertsen does a great job.
Yeah.
They have a great player. It's kind of weird playing these guys back-to-back because Faye and Reinertsen play the same way, and two great guards, both sophomores. So like you said, mentally and physically, we're progressing, we're getting better, and, you know, the men in tournament's going to be tough as nails. I mean, you know, our draw in the first game is the number one team in the state.
Yeah.
And then the other side is Bennington, who beat Omaha Scott last night, who upset Scott, and Grand Island Northwest, who has everybody back from a team that won their conference tournament last year. So I don't know if there's too many holiday tournaments that are tougher than ours.
But you got to value the competition that you play, don't you, Coach? You got to value it because it's good. It's good a lot of the time, but you only get better by playing.
Oh, definitely. I mean, in our district, I mean, it's basically the mini state tournament with St. Cecilia and us and Minden, Kearney Catholic, and you know, if you're a competitor. We talk about this. You cherish that. You want to play the best teams. Because if you want to be the best, you better figure out where you're at, you know. And our schedule after Christmas is very challenging.
Yep, the Gibbon Ball Club's tomorrow night, so the guys got to get some rest, and that's always an important one. Another conference game, and you're unbeaten in conference play, and you want to do well there. And Gibbon's the next opportunity, so that's the most important game, and that's tomorrow night. So, Coach, thanks for coming up. Appreciate your time. Keep them going tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
You bet. Zach Foster, boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Patriots win at 67-45 here tonight. We'll take our break. When we return, we'll wrap things up here at Patriot Gym.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Yeah, go see the good folks at Auto Glass Experts. They'll take care of you. They do good stuff there. We appreciate their support and their sponsorship of this Coach's Post Game Show. The coach speaks. Patriots win the boys' game 67-45. Adams Central girls fall to Ord 51-47 in overtime. Patriot boys used the strength of a 22-point run end of the second quarter, beginning of the third, to come from a 2-point deficit, go up by 20, and control the game the rest of the way and win it by 22-15 for Matt Brown to lead the way. 10 for Brady Barrett, 10 for Blake Overmiller for the Adams Central Patriots. 9 for Kaylee Rader, 8 for Cheyenne Gotch, 8 for Sydney Niemeyer, and the Patriots lost in overtime to Ord 51-47. The Patriots tied it with 8 seconds to go on a Rader 3-point field goal. Were outscored by the Chanticleers 9-5 in overtime. Adams Central girls 0-4. And the Adams Central boys now 4-1 on the year. Both teams will go to Gibbon tomorrow night. That girls' varsity game scheduled for 6 o'clock. The boys at 7:45 in Gibbon. And then the Adams Central girls will also play Kearney Catholic in a game postponed by weather earlier this month. That will be this Monday night, the 19th of December, right here at Patriot Gym. Adams Central girls and Kearney Catholic. And then the boys and girls of Adams Central competing in the Minden Holiday Tournament December 29th. And the 30th, both the boys and girls of Adams Central play Minden in the first round on December the 29th. Well, that'll do it from Patriot Gym. A good night here in overtime. The Ord girls beat Adams Central 51-47. On the boys' side, the Patriots 67, the Ord Chanticleers 45. Our thanks to Mr. Ron Alexander and all the good folks here at Adams Central for all their hospitality. As always, and our pleasure to be here for Platte River Radio and 1230. KHAS Radio. For producer-engineer John Dibbern, I'm Blaine Bulis. Join us for Hogan's Open House on Sports tomorrow morning at 10:06 right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. For John, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.